Alleluia, he is risen. He's risen indeed. This is a joyous occasion. We are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This miracle, above all the other miracles that he performed, proves what he had said all along, that he is God. Now, the resurrection is a historical event, but there are some who struggle to believe that it is true. So we might ask ourselves, was Jesus really raised from the dead? Well, let's examine some of the evidence. There's a lot more than I can fit in one homily, but we can look at least a few of them. So in our gospel passage today, we heard that some of the disciples, they went to the tomb and they saw that it was empty. And after seeing the empty tomb, many of the disciples claimed that they had seen the risen Lord Jesus. And then they spread the good news throughout the known world, and Christianity became popular, even despite being persecuted. So anyone who wants to disprove or deny the resurrection would also have to explain the empty tomb, the visits of the Lord, and how it is that Christianity spread like it did despite the persecution. Catholic apologist Trent Horn, in his book, Why We're Catholic, addresses some of these concerns and issues, starting with why we should believe that the tomb was empty. First, the apostles, they preached the risen Lord in Jerusalem. Now, Jesus was crucified and buried right outside the city walls of Jerusalem. So if they're saying that Jesus was risen from the dead and that the tomb is empty, well, they could just go outside and check. And yet nobody seemed to deny that the tomb was empty. In fact, even the enemies of the church would agree that the tomb was empty. So that's the second reason that we should believe that the tomb was empty. Okay, so the tomb was empty. That doesn't prove that Jesus rose from the dead. No, but it points in that direction. But let's move on to the other consideration. The apostles and the disciples claimed that they saw the risen Lord. Now, how do we explain so many of them claiming that this dead man, they're seeing him again? Well, some people would argue, that's just hallucination. Like, they're so depressed, they're so upset that their leader had died, that they really want him to be alive, so they think that they see him. Well, the problem with that is that hallucinations happen typically to individuals, not to groups. So when there's groups of people who all claim the same thing, who saw Jesus do the same thing, who heard Jesus say the same thing, and they all saw it, they all heard it, it's hard to say that that's hallucination. How do we explain all of them having the same hallucination? That seems highly unlikely. So that doesn't seem to fit and explain it. Well, maybe they're just all liars. Maybe they made up this story about the resurrection. Maybe they made up this story that they saw Jesus. Well, the problem with that is usually when people lie, they do so for the sake of their own benefit. And so did the apostles, did the disciples benefit from saying that Jesus rose from the dead? Not here on this earth. They were persecuted. They were tortured. They were in prison. They were beaten. And many of them were even put to death. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't die for something that I knew was a lie. And even if it was a lie, it doesn't make sense that so many of them would prefer death rather than crack under the pressure and admit that it was a lie. And so this idea that it was a lie doesn't seem to fit. So their claim that Jesus rose from the dead means that they really believed it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be willing to die for it. Now, there is still more evidence in favor of the resurrection, but let that suffice for now. We mentioned the empty tomb that points to the risen Lord. We also mentioned the encounters of the risen Lord with others, and then this widespread of Christianity. So why is it that we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? It's because that's what the evidence points to. That's what seems to fit all of the things that nobody can deny. But still, it can be difficult for us. Still, sometimes we might not be able or willing to say, yes, I believe. And so if you're one of those people who struggle in believing in the resurrection, believing in Jesus Christ, then I ask you to consider getting a copy of the book by Trent Horn, which is called Why We're Catholic. I would also be happy to have any kind of conversations or discussions with any of you who would like to hear more. Because actually, I cut the homily in half. I had that much evidence that I wanted to talk about. So you're welcome, by the way. But if you have any questions, I would be happy to discuss them with you. But for now, let us rejoice in the resurrection of the Lord, whom we continue to celebrate as we are here at Mass celebrating the most Holy Eucharist.